We don't give because we have to. We give because we want to. We don't give to be blessed, but we give because we are blessed. And CJ, is he in here? Can CJ and Solon, can you do the offering plates?
If you are writing checks, you can write them to WOD Church. If you want to give by PayPal or credit or debit card, there's a giving station in the back. You can stand there or you can go get it. It don't matter. And there's tithing envelopes in the pew. Come and bring your offering this morning. Sunday school in a minute.
Sunday school classes are dismissed. Preteens, stay up.
If this is your first Sunday, meet them in the back and they will show you the way to Sunday school class.
The dance team's going to come and dance for you guys now, and I just want to keep bragging on them because they're just amazing kids. But we learned this one like a year ago, and they really liked it. And yesterday they were like, hey, let's do a dance. And this is the one that they wanted to do. And it's a really powerful song and a powerful ministry. So I'm excited to see them bless us this morning. Sit here.
You are out. beginning and the end. You're the same as today, today and forever.
Proud of them. So today we're going to have some more special treats, and some of the girls are going to speak for you guys. So first we have Olivia, and it's been super cool to watch her grow throughout the years and just see her blossom into the woman of God that she is. So I'm going to hand over the mic to her.
Hey guys, I'm not going to talk for long, but Brittany's got something good for you in Autumn, and they'll take up the time. But a word that's really been with me lately is the word unity. And I just was looking this morning about a scripture about unity, and I found Ephesians 2:14 through 18, and it says, "For he himself is our peace, for he has made the two groups one, and he has destroyed the barrier dividing the wall of hostility. By setting aside in his flesh the law with its commands and regulations, his purpose was to create in himself one new humanity out of the two, thus making peace, and one embodied to reconcile them both to God through the cross, by which he put to their death and hostility. He came to and preached peace to you who were far away and peace to those who were near. For though we love him both, we have access to him by the Father, one by one Spirit. Sorry, guys, I'm really out of breath. Okay, so what I was reading that, and I was thinking, I was like, in order to get to the heart of God, we have to be unified together. We can't just walk. Hold on. With God, there's no certain. Hold on, I just lost it. So where I first got this, the thought of the my theme of unity is from Lauren Daigle. And I don't know if you heard, but she was on Ellen's show and there was a big uproar about that. But she said, I think the second that we start drawing lines around the people we are supposed to be approached and which aren't, we've already completely missed the heart of God. Yeah, we can't, there's not. God doesn't have specific groups of people he reaches to.
Come on, that's
good. God speaks to all of us. And like I also like what Josh Button said about how there's no junior Holy Ghost. We all have access to God, and we all have access to the Spirit. And by the second we start drawing lines, the people that we reach to, we preach God to, that's not what God wants. He wants us to preach to everybody, and everybody to... But my whole word here is just saying, don't stop going out and there's not certain groups of people you're supposed to reach to, and that's just go to everybody.
That's good stuff. There's not anyone that shouldn't be reached by God. God is for everybody. No matter who you are, no matter what your background is, no matter how you think or feel or believe, God's for everybody. And that's powerful stuff. And Olivia's got a lot of Holy Ghost in her, and I've seen it, and I'm blessed just to hear from her. The next one that's going to speak this morning is, we were going to take a trip as a youth group back in September. But we were going down to North Carolina, and that was when the hurricane came, and so our trip got canceled because we weren't about to go take a trip into a hurricane. Love you, Jesus. Know you can calm the storms, but that one wasn't for us. But we had asked her to speak when we were down there to give, like, a devotion, and then it got canceled, so we didn't get to hear it. But we felt, and she really felt like God laid something on our heart, and I've gotten to hear a little bit of it, and I know it's good, and I know it's powerful, and so I encourage you to just... open yourselves to hear what she has to say this morning, because you'll be blessed by it. So Brittany Huntley is going to come and give you a little word next, as soon as she gets her shoe tied.
You got this, girl.
All right. Hi, everyone. So I'm a little nervous to just, but anyways, I wrote a devotional, and it compared faith to being like a fire, and it really stuck with me, and it really got me thinking. So we all know that you don't just start out with this huge, big boldness of faith. Like, you grow in your faith. So your faith starts out small, and you continue to grow in your faith, like how a fire starts out as sparked and then grows into a huge flame. So faith starts out with little sparks like a fire does. A spark to get your fire going could be finding a church you enjoy, like Word of Deliverance, or just becoming more understanding of God and how he works. Maybe to make those sparks a little bigger, you add a few twigs. Maybe the twigs you're adding to the fire are, maybe you turn on the verse of the day in, like, your daily Bible app. So every day, like, a verse comes up at the same time, and it just shows up on your phone. You can read it. Maybe you find some friends that you share your love for God with. Maybe you just start saying a small daily prayer every morning or before you go to bed. Or you just start to become aware of how what you're doing is affecting your daily life and your relationship with God. So then you start adding these bigger branches to your fire, and you don't even realize how much bigger they are. Like, they just come. And that could be, you're not just reading the daily verse that pops them on your phone now, but but now you could be reading a whole chapter or a devotional every day. The Christian friends that you found, they're your biggest supporters now, and they help you grow in your faith all the time. Your small prayer turned into praying for many people before going to sleep, or even praying for someone in person. Because I know when I first started going to church, I would have never just went up and laid hands on someone and started praying for them. And now, since I've grown my faith, I'm doing it all the time.
Amen.
And then now, for the most part, you might start to think, does this reflect back to God in any way before doing something a little crazy or that God might not want you to do? So after adding all those branches, your fire is huge, and everyone around you can see it.
Yeah.
So the bigger our fire gets, less fear and darkness is able to get in.
Yeah.
The fire protects you from what you fear and lights up the darkness. God does not allow anything that may worry you to bother you. And this really stuck with me, because if you think about it, a fire, you normally have a fire in the evening when it's dark out, but that fire brings the light. So just like you bring the light into anyone who might not have faith, and you just bring it on to them. And then fear, like you're normally in the woods or camping, and I'm not, but some people are scared of the dark. Some people are scared of the dark, or maybe scared some bear will come out of the woods or something. And the fire just gives you like some peace to that. So that's how I kind of felt, like faith gives you peace and all that. So after you have your fire going, it makes you want to share your faith and how great God is with everyone. People will start to notice that you're walking with God right beside you through everything. We start helping other people start the fire they haven't started. We might share an encounter we've had with God with someone, introduce them to a few worship songs, invite them to church, or you just receive a word from God that helps them grow in their faith. Because sometimes, like, I know Brooke does this a lot. She'll get a word for someone, and I can automatically see them, like, just clicking, and they're really just growing just from what she said and received from God. So this really stuck with me, too. No one who considers themselves faithful lives a trouble-free life. But we live by faith during troubling times, because our growth in faith happens the most by our response to times of difficulties.
Yeah, that's good.
You have to continue to stay on the right path God has made for you and trust him through the hardest times, because there will be times when your fire starts to burn out or your branches are getting smaller and smaller. The smaller your fire gets, more of what you fear in the darkness has the capability of coming in. Because when you start to lose faith, you stop relying and trusting God to pull you through.
Yeah.
So maybe you go through a tough time where you start to question God or start doing things that don't reflect back to him. One of those branches might disappear because you're struggling or going through something and looking for answers in places that aren't God. So I was looking for a verse to kind of go with this. And this verse I found really made me realize that those struggles that God plays into your life, they're really tests that God placed in your life like to help you grow in your faith journey. So the verse I found is James 1, 2 through 4. And it's, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." So I'm going to be honest, I didn't know what perseverance meant. So I was like, okay, so I'll look it up. And the definition was steadfastness in doing something despite difficulty or delay in achieving success. So I don't know what you get from that, but what I personally get is, if the testing of your faith produces perseverance, that means you still have the want to trust God and get past something by your faith, even though it might bring difficulty and struggle, because you know God is bigger than those struggles and difficulties. Just by trusting God during the hardest times brings so much growth. I think he tests you because he's wanting you to find an even bigger branch to add to your fire. Then the one you had before, to add that to that fire to make it even more noticeable. So that branch he's wanting you to add, that struggle, is to make that branch bigger and to even get that fire going even bigger. So you know God's plans are always the right plans, even if it doesn't seem right at the moment. His plans will take you so much farther than the plans that you had. So another verse I have is Ephesians 5:8, and it's, "For you were once darkness, but now you're a light in the Lord." So there's really no light when you have no faith. You find everything you feel like you need everywhere except God. But faith allows you to surround yourself with God and look to him for all the answers. And you can go to him for everything. It allows a light to shine through you and show people how faithful you are. People will start to notice you're walking with God by your side, just like you notice a fire somewhere. God always stays faithful, even when we aren't. He wants to show us unconditional love constantly when we are faithless, because he knows that we will come back to him. We know he is all we need, and is going to lead us in the best direction, give us guidance through any storm, fight for us whenever we're feeling beaten down or broken, and is going to affect our lives in the best positive way when we fully submit ourselves to him. One of the many things to following God is staying faithful. That's why I'm talking about it so much. We have to have the faith to say he's not going to leave any part of our life that we struggle with untouched, because God doesn't leave us as he finds us. He's the one that's always going to say. So we have to remember God isn't looking for put together or good enough or perfect. He looks at you right where you are, no matter what you've done or who you are, with love in his eyes. God will fill you with the joy and happiness you look for in everything else. The happiness you get from the Lord is a different kind of happiness that you don't feel from anything else.
Okay, now we have another one. Autumn's going to share for us. So I'm excited to hear what she has to say. I think she's finding it right now.
I'm not the best public speaker, so I'm sorry. But when I came here this morning, I thought of something I wanted to talk about, like, differently. And then after hearing Olivia and Brittany, I felt like God placed a special verse in my heart. I just kind of want to give a background story to this verse, too. So one time I went to this camp for church, and it was a light called Lighthouse. And I went, and we prayed for each other. And I had given my testimony to the group. And we prayed, and one of the people that were there said that God laid this verse on them for me. And ever since then, this is like 2 years ago, that this verse has just always come to my mind, and it just means a lot to me. It's Joshua 1:9, and it's, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." And I feel like this is important because a lot of people kind of like to overthink things, and they feel like, well, I don't know if it's like the voice of God in my head or if something, or I don't know if I should go pray for this person. But like, what I've learned from being here at the church, that always trust your gut and go pray for the person, or go do what you feel like is right for God. That's all I have.
I wasn't planning on doing this, so don't get too excited. I just wanted to thank this church, because if it wasn't for this church, I probably wouldn't be as good as I am at guitar now. And I probably wouldn't even be up on that stage. So, thank you for that. And another thing is that I was actually very surprised I was going to play, but I am happy that I did.
Yeah.
So in True Vine, we were back in a room because we were practicing, and then when we were praying, everyone was feeling the Spirit, and I felt it a lot, and I was like, it came to my mind that it was not an anxiety attack or a panic attack, it was a spirit attack, because sometimes whenever you're feeling upset or something, you can pray, and you'll feel like the Spirit, and
yeah. Does anyone else have anything else they want to say? Oh, Trish is coming up.
Hey. I was trying to stay out of it today so that they could do their thing, but I can't. I can't look at them. It's a really good opportunity to work with this group of kids and any group of kids that you get to work with. But, you know, we've had some time to spend together this summer that I haven't really had time to do in the past couple years. So, but we took them to North Carolina a couple weeks ago, and one thing that was kind of dropped into my mind there was the story of Jonah. And I started to kind of think about it in relation to this generation of young people. And what I was thinking about is, you know, Jonah kind of got a bad rap because he didn't listen to God. You know, God told him to go, and he didn't go, and then he ended up in the belly of a whale, or a big fish, if you want to be technical. But, you know, I was thinking about that in regards to these guys here. You know, this generation, they get a bad rap sometimes. People, you know, say some negative things, but I got to tell you, after today, I hope you feel the same way that I do about them, that I'm not fearful of my future. I'm not fearful of their future. Because they've got something that's planted deep inside of them that's very strong, and they've tapped into in an awesome way at a young age, and they continue to do that. But I was thinking about Jonah, and you know, Jonah gets direction from the Lord, and he says, you know, you need to go to Nineveh and do what I've told you to do. And Jonah's like, I don't really want to do that, so I'm just going to hop on this boat and I'm going to head to Tarshish instead. And so while he's on the boat, you know, all of these things happen. You know, the storm comes and people on the boat, they're like, well, you know, whose fault is this? What's going on? And so basically they cast lots to see whose fault it is, right? And so Jonah's name comes up. And I found that kind of interesting, that it didn't necessarily have to do anything with the fact that the people picked him because they knew he was the one who was doing something wrong. So he throws himself into the water. And then the big fish swallows him up. And we've heard before that, you know, that fish is just God's provision to save him. Something had to get him back to the shore to spit him back up on the beach, right? And when I was thinking about that for you guys today, you know, we look at this generation, we think, oh man, they're messed up, they're not doing what they're supposed to do, whatever. But you know, at the same time, I look at them and I think, you know what? They have such a spirit inside of them that they have tapped into, that they are absolutely willing to not really know what's going on and jump off a boat straight into the provision of God and let him spit them back up on the shore into the calling that he's called them to. And how much more greater would we be if we would just be willing to jump off the boat into the provision of God? Because these guys have learned that early, and I think that's fantastic. Because once you tap into the power of what God has for you, not necessarily knowing what it is, that's a very empowering place to be, that I'm just going to do this because I know that God's called me to do this. And one thing that's really spoke to me over the past year and a half or so is just about the goodness of God. I've been reminded a lot about the goodness of God in my life, where there's been times where I have felt as though maybe he wasn't good, because life circumstances didn't look good. So does that mean God's not good, right? And so that's how my mind was tracking. And so, you know, this past year and a half, I've just been reminded constantly of how good God is. And I was thinking about this for them. How good is God that he's willing to put this provision right there for us, that would just swallow us up and protect us and lead us right back to where he wants us to be. And he would guard our heart the whole way. And these guys have that. They have taken a hold of that, and they have that in such a strong way. And I'm just so crazy proud of them, because they just, they do that. And I mean, I think back of myself when I was 14, 15, 16 years old, and think, man, I wish I would have had the boldness to go back into those times and to approach situations in a different way than what I did. But wow, I mean, I'm not scared of my future. I'm not scared for their future. They've got this because they're continuing to grow in their faith. Love you guys.
They don't know I'm going to do this, but I just felt really led to. But if the youth could come up here and just, like, stand in a line real quick. Or maybe not so real quick. But I really feel led this morning for two things. If you feel like you need some prayer this morning, to find one of them and let them pray with you. But also, if you feel like you need to pray for one of them, I just want to open this time for that and for ministry because they've changed my life. They've changed my life in so many ways. If you would have asked me, like, even 3 or 4 years ago, if I wanted to, like, be a youth leader or teach Sunday school, I would have laughed in your face and said, I don't have patience for teenagers. But they have taught me so much, and I feel like they're my kids, and I have such a close connection to all of them. And they are some of the most, like, in tune with the Spirit people I've ever met. I've seen them work an altar. I've seen them pray for each other. I've seen them just uplift each other and be a support system. And we struggle and have troubles with each other just like any other group of people who's that close. But what we always come back to is that we share a love for God that can't be broken. And we share a bond with each other that is so much bigger and so much greater than anything we can even understand. And we really are a family, and we're so lucky and so blessed to have the leadership and Pastor Lisa and Pastor Trish and all of our congregation that supports our youth the way that they do. And because of that, and because of how they've encouraged us and facilitated us in a manner that we can come in here, they can come in here and run a whole service, and they can minister and be powerful. And I know the things they've even said this morning, like, I'm going to take those things and guard them in my heart and treasure them and grow in them, and I'm going to find some twigs and branches to throw on my fire. But so I really just want to open that right now, that if you need some prayer or you feel led to pray for them, just come up and find one of them, and I know that they'll all be more than willing to do that with you.
Thank you. Just stand and worship with us. Even if you don't come up to the front and, you know, receive prayer, you don't have to be prayed over. You guys can pray over yourself as well. So just receive that spirit and receive what God wants to give you, because he wants to bless you. So if you guys could just receive that, you don't have to be at an altar. You don't have to be in a church. Just receive it. Receive whatever it is you need. If you need prayer, come up and get it. We've got willing vessels here today for you guys. And God is definitely flowing in this place. So just receive what he wants for you. Receive what he's calling for your life, and just bask in his glory and in his presence today.
Thank you.
want you to know that this altar is open. And if there's anyone that, you know, hasn't accepted Jesus into their heart or as their personal Savior, we'd love to pray with you this morning. You're welcome to come up here. And if you just need some encouragement, this altar is open.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. We'd like to take the opportunity this morning to honor our veterans, because today is Veterans Day. So at this time, if you are a veteran of any branch of the military, if we could ask you to come up front for just a minute, we'd like to honor you this morning. Guys, could just stay for just a minute and just share with us quickly what branch of the military that you're in or that you're retired from, and let everybody know that.
Marine Corps, retired.
Navy, retired.
I was in the U.S. Army for three years.
3 years Army and 6 years Air Force.
8 years Air Force.
24 years Air Force.
8 years Army.
If I could get a couple of you girls to come up here and help me this morning. We have just a token for you this morning to thank you for your service. And so the girls are going to hand those out to you. The girls and Liam. But again, we just want to say thank you so much for your service.
Group have a gift for Pastor Appreciation. We're a little bit late because the mail made us a little bit late. But we still appreciate our pastors in November and all year round. So from Generation 42, we just have these pictures for our pastors. So one for Trish and one for Lisa. This one's Trish's, that one's Lisa's. The kids can come and sing.